Hey, very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, June 1st, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the legacy of the late Vice President, Dr. Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
I have suffered, I have worked so hard for this country before independence, during the war. I worked so hard after independence to make our independence stick. And this man today turns around and he calls me a traitor. Me, a traitor, a man who worked for this country so much. There is no insult to beat this one.
After a very long spell of your absence from your country, although of course all of you during this period did come into your country to carry out your missions.
I've never done anything wrong, and Robert knows it. I told you this is for personal power. Let him stand up and deny it. This is for personal power. He's frightened of my stature. He's frightened that he will not win the next election. This is what he's doing, trying to smear me. That's very, very sly, very dirty. Don't expect of anybody who is supposed to be prime minister of a country.
The rights we fought for, right to associate with other people.
The voice there of the late national hero and former vice president, that is Joshua Nkomo. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, of course, we are talking about the legacy of Dr. Nkomo.
The late vice president's life was a continuous struggle as trade unionist, leader of the Southern Rhodesia African National Congress, the short-lived National Democratic Party, founder and leader of ZAPU, prisoner of the racist South Smith regime, and after independence as Minister of Home Affairs, and later alleged dissident during the dark period of the Kukuraundi massacres.
The nation was therefore truly robbed when Joshua Nkomo died on this day, that is the 1st of July 1999. He was the leader, of course, and founder of ZAPU. Today, we commemorate the life of a gallant son of the soil, Joshua Nkomo, 19 June 1917 to 1 July 1999.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, good job, time for it.
Of course, we are commemorating the life of the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo. But Gibbs, events in Beitbridge, you know, really show that the country, it appears, is not headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. As the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo would have wished, there were riots, some buildings were burnt, we understand, because people were rioting on both the Zimbabwe and South African side. I mean, it's clear that the country is off the rails.
It's disappointing to many Zimbabweans because, you know, according to Joshua Nkomo, he wanted a country that was free, a country where people would enjoy all their freedoms, and a country where you'd have milk and honey. And he used to say, you know, you are a person of the soil. So meaning that, you know, he emphasized a lot on land, land, and land. And his concept was to come out with a land concept that was going to be beneficial to everybody.
And of course, some in ZANU-PF are saying, well, because there was the redistribution of land in the year 2000, it means that the dreams of the late Dr. Joshua Nkomo were fulfilled. But others are saying this is not the case because there are still some blacks with multiple farms, which was not the reason why the Liberation War was fought. Tudakunzwa pfungwa dzenyu nhasi tiri kurangarira muchakabvu Dr. Joshua Nkomo. Tinoti mutiudze kuti semaoniro enyu zvito zvavo zviri kuzadzikiswa here tichitarisa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika yeZimbabwe. Gibbs.
Yebo kambe mahlabezulu lingalitshona njani lapho elikhona khona ngapha ngemakhaya. Lamhlanje ke sike sathi sithi sikhumbule okanyongolo. Akumelanga ukuthi sikhohle ukuthi kwakuthiwa ngubani phela. Kwakuthiwa ngufather Zimbabwe, Chipwe Chitedza, kuzobuya kuthiwa ngumafukufuku, abanye njalo bambiza ngamagama achiyeneyo. Ayemahle sibili incoma umuntu omdala owayesenza okuhle eZimbabwe. Siyakwazi ke ukuthi uNomzana Nkomo kumbe ngithi uMuyi Nkomo wayengumuntu ke wangena esikolo khona ngale South Africa wenza lokho kuthiwa yi-social work. Uthe seqeda khonokho ke uNkomo ngathi engakaqedi khonokho wayevele sengene kwezombusazwe ese-railways khona ngale railways ye-Rhodesia kulapho aqaza khona lokho kuthiwa yi-trade unionism. Kuthe sokunjalo ke ngama-50s wabe kukhethwa ke ukuthi akhokhele i-Southern Rhodesia African National Congress. Leke yayihambelana ne-African National Congress kaMandela khona ngale ke eSouth Africa. Kwasekubuya ke waba le-National Democratic Party ayikhokhela njalo nje. Kwasekubuya ke iZaphu kuthe sokuzaphu khona ngale ke wagcina abanye abanjengo uMnumzana Robert Mugabe ondabaningi sithole labanye abaningi behlamuka besithi ayi sebefuna ukuphuma khona ngale place baforma ke lokho kuthiwa iZanu.
Gibbs, I think we have our two guests lined up. First, we have retired Colonel Thomas Ngwenya, former Zebra commander. Retired Colonel Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening.
And thanks for joining us. And we are also being joined from the UK by Mr. Nick Mangwana, is the ZANU-PF chairperson for the UK province. Mr. Mangwana, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Of course, tonight we are commemorating the legacy of a national hero and a great man indeed, Dr. Joshua Nkomo. First, maybe Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, let's start with Colonel Ngwenya. You worked a lot, you know, under Joshua Nkomo. Tell us how it was to work with this great man.
To be very precise, I worked with him as a person in the youth league, and I'm one of those who were receiving weapons from Egypt brought by people like the late Skweli Moyo, Velapi Nube, this is when I was arrested with a person who is called the late Bob Locke Manyonga from the eastern part of the country. I think that's
in Manicaland.
I cannot specify, but I'm going to detail if you go further.
Yes.
Now let's bring in Mr. Mangwana. Mr. Mangwana, your take on Dr. Nkomo and his contribution to the nation.
Dr. Nkomo was a unifier, a nation builder, and the person that symbolized the embodiment of what is Zimbabwe, the people living together in unity. So he was a liberator, a father of a nation. And we are so grateful to his contribution to building the nation of Zimbabwe and bringing us to where we are today as a people who are one person.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Dr. Joshua Nkomo, the trade unionist. Dr. Nkomo, the politician. Gibbs.
Yes, we still remember, Blessing, that Mr. Nkomo was the leader of ZAPU. And at one stage, there was a split. So I think we've got something on that kind of note.
There are issues that require the people of Zimbabwe to consider very seriously. Zimbabwe is free and independent. We cannot look to anybody else to assist us to solve our problems. We have to do that ourselves. And I'm satisfied that during the hours we have met together, we have done just that.
These national problems demand the cooperation and the engagement of the whole nation, especially the two principal political parties, namely PF ZAPU and ZANU PF.
Of course, Dr. Joshua Nkomo there. Gibbs.
Now let's go back to retired Colonel Ungwenya. Baba Ungwenya, ngase sikhangela ke okwenziwa umafukufuku lapha. Okuningi ngathi kuyini wena ongathi wakubamba wasala silo city ya lapho Nkomo umfundise okuthize
okuningi engingakukhuluma sibili ngeqiniso umdala sathi sesiphenduka lapha ekhaya ngingakhulumi ngokuningi okwenzakalayo singaphandle kwelizwe kungakafonywa izanu. Sathi thina sesibona kusiba lobudlawudlawo. Sathi thina, hatshi, akuhle kube lempi iphele into le. Umdala wathi, thina wasitshela kakhulu abombutho, wathi, bantu bami, kangifuni futhi kuphinde kuchitheke igazi. Thina as people who were understanding, who were loyal to him as our commander-in-chief, samlalela. Alubana wasivumela, engxenye lokho kukhona namhla, alubane kakukho.
So khonapho uyabo sithini, akufake sibili, ucace sibili ukuthi bhadla.
Sithe sibuya thina abanye ama-commanders mina kwathi ne-Lancaster kwathi sokuthiwa kusayinwe i-Lancaster ngagula sengiguliswa ukuthi sesithengisiwe kanti yilelo langa babe siyatshaya ezindlini zezinkokheli zethu ikakhulu endlini kaNkomo kwakuthiwa bring him life or death. Siyithole ngeradio bona babethola ngeradio i-normal voice thina sisebenzisa i-morse code ababengayi nelisi ukuthi bangene yiyo basizwe esikukhulumayo. Kodwa ke ngathi sengisobe njalo, ngathi mina ngabuya ke ngaya eLivingstone ngatshayela ehofisini yezaphu, ngathi hatshi nanku umqondiso namhla izinkokheli zonke akumelanga zilale ezindlini ngoba amabhunu azatshaya. And la manje kwatshaywa, kwadiliswa, kwaqunywa amabhriji ezambiya namalutshwana. Asiyeni phambili.
Yes, akuza kakhulu ke. So what he's saying is that you know, the liberation struggle was a very, very you know, a precarious kind of issue to undertake. And is literally, you know, saying that he played a key role in making sure that, you know, Nkomo was protected, he was safe with the other leaders. And at one stage, you know, the colonial regime actually bombed in Zambia. And at the time of the bombings, they had a code that they were using. So out of whatever they gathered, he actually told them that there's going to be bombings. Which are going to take place. And the whole complex where they were was bombed. But lucky enough, he had actually instructed leaders to go somewhere else, you know, and hide. So those are some of the, you know, things that Nkomo faced.
Regeti mbozo kere, kuna vamangwana tisata enda kune mwe mtereri wedu. Vamangwana mungati ere vechidiki mazvano vanonyatsonzwisisa kuoma kwanga kwakaita zvinhu semataurirwa ari zviri kuitwa apa na retired Kene Ongwenyi. Munguva yehondo yerusununguko.
Handione kudaro. Ndinofunga kuti vazhinji vechidiki vanongotangirawo muna 1980. Vatanga muna 1980 vongotarisa zvinhu zvazviri zvino izvi nezvazvaiva between 80 and 90 kuchina masubsidies akawanda and so on ne donor support and so on pasati pauya vana isapu chidaro. Saka tokera kumashure kwakanaka. Saka rinova dambudziko iroro rokuti hanganwa zvinoita kuti munhu ashaye midzi. Ndiro dambudziko racho. Saka kutaura kwaitwa naretired Kene Ongwenyi vari kutaura zvakadzama zvokuti munhu wese anonzwisisa kuti uku kukwaka maushingi ne nhamo yakaonekwa nekuoma kwakaita nekusimbarira kwakaita muvengi kwakaoma zvakadii kana kuti vatinozotendeuka nhasi uno tocheuka toti ava magamba toti vangomo igamba. Vechidiki vanozongo havazvisi vanogona kuti igamba nokuti vaka
vamangwana muripo here
vachiita active.
Zvichienda
kumazuva naBenjamin Burombo zvichienda zvakadaro via trade union route zvichiuya zvakadaro kusvikira vachizoforma mapolitical parties activism yavo ichiconverta into political party chaiyo chaiyo which is politics. Vai vako vari mutungamiriri vechidiki havazvinzwisisi izvozvo. Tozosvika kuti kunhaurirano dzese dzaramba kwakuchinzi uyu muvengi uyu akuda kuti tishandise kidi. Vanhu havazvitarise kuti chokutanga chaicho kutonotaura nemunhu wokutanga waunonokumbira futi zvaitora maskills estatement uyu nokuti waifanira kuvakonvinza kuti zvakakodzera kuti ivo vakupei futi murwe. Unotangira papi nhasi uno ukanzenda unotaura nemunhu kuti ndipei futi tinorwa unotangira papi? Asi zvaitora munhu anenge ane confidence, munhu anenge akatopikwakiwa zvanga zvakaita vangomo kuti patangwe izvozvo zvamazwa zvichitaura kuti training zvichizonoitwa kunana Egypt and so on and so forth kunana Ghana zvichienda zvakadaro zvichienda kuzopedzisira vanana Soviet Union neEastern Bloc all that zvaitora ma statement kuti vazvoro organize zvinhu izvozvo. Asi wechidiki hazvione anogona a kwaita eunino hakuna chikafu saka hurumende yakonewa ndo matambudziko ndo hanganwa dzinoda kuti tipote tidzokera tinoziva kuti munhu aadli nhoroondo izvozvo tinozvinzwisisa asi nhoroondo inokupa midzi yokutarira mberi kuti patiri panapa pakamira sei takabva kupi kana tienda mberi toenderera mberi sei nhoroondo ndiyo inokupa mbuva yekuti ufambe nayo wakatakura nokuti mbuva ndo inoti pazvinooma unogara pasi pomvuri wobhonokora wowana ushingi hutsva wokupura ziya toenda mberi
Thank you so much, Vamangwana. And of course, he's concurring with retired Ken Ongwenya, saying that, you know, Zimbabweans must appreciate the role that was played by the liberators such as Joshua Nkomo and others. You know, it was not a picnic, so to speak. Regaitiende kuna mkoma James Njangu, mteriridwe kutanga makadi.
Makasimba here mukuru wangu
aiwa isitirina nemukoma James nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa tiri kutaura nezveupenyu hwava Nkomo nekukosha kwavakaita munhoroondo yezimbabwe tipewo pfungwa dzenyu
ndizvo zvichaizvo kuti chitaro chaupenyu hwaNkomo waNkomo igamba redu rakakwanisa kusunungura nyika wakashanda pamwe chete nemamwe magamba akatisiya iwo achizotisiya mugore ranhingirikino papa wakatisiya
1999
asi chinhu chandoda kungoti titaure paushingi hwanga huna waNkomo waNkomo munhu anga akazvininipisa achizosvika pakunosaindirana wamugaba achibvumirana pa-22 December paunity nhau ingoripo bedzi chinotinyaya kutirwadza ndechekuti zvakarwirwa nawaNkomo hazvisi kuitika muno muzimbabwe ndakatarisa inini zvanga zvichitaurwa nawamangwana kuti isu wechidiki hatitarise kuhistory toda kungona zviripo zvinhu zvaifanira kugadzirwa pavakasiyirwa nyika nevarungu tingadai so tisiri kumbofesa madraut aya tingadai tine mareserves akazara tingadai takanatso kugadzirira zvinhu zvedu zvakanaka but zvinhu zvacho zvaangoitwa zvichibvutidzanwa zvatingatarise future saka waNkomo kana kuvari right now I don't think kuti vari kufara because zvavakarwira handicho zviri kuitika right now people are suffering
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma James nekupinda muchirongwa chedu Unfortunately, we are having problems with our phones, but please keep trying. Don't give up. Of course, James is saying, you know, he appreciates the role that Dr. Nkomo played, and he says he was a very humble man. But unfortunately, he's saying that wherever he is, he must be spinning in his grave because all is not well in Zimbabwe.
What is it? Kuna ngale koli, silomnu zana uzbusiso moyo, ba moyo wangachona jan?
Tshonile baba ndingave tshona njani nani khona
hayi mbijani ungathini ke ufather zimbabwe
hayi mina ngithi ufather zimbabwe ubaba unkabuko hayi wayeileader hayi was a true leader singamfanisa lo Mandela langapha e-South Africa ngoba loya muntu kube emgabe naye waba njengonkomo mhlawumbe ngabe ilizwe liphambili akakuhlupheki ngale ndlela ihluphekanga
okwenza ukuthi uNkomo egcina engazibambanga kungabe kuyini ukuthi khonapho angene sibule esikhundleni
okwenza uNkomo agcine engazibambanga intambo ukuthi uNkomo wazwela abantu njalo wayeyi-true leader akazange abe great kube waba great mhlawumbe ngabe waphela abantu kakhulu ngoba wagcine sezwela abantu zaswaye wagcine engasabusanga leso
so ungathi ke wena wakufunda kuNkomo kungabe kuyini
mina engakufunda kuNkomo yokuzwela abantu yokungabi great lokufuna nje ilizwe libambane nje kuye phambili
kodwa ubona ngazane wakuchiya sokukhona khonokho
loko akushiyayo angiboni kusiba khona ngoba manje ilizwe lingendlela alishiyalile lona walishiya li-right ilizwe but manje iZimbabwe ngicabanga ukuthi ilizwe lokugcina nje emhlabeni ngokuhlupheka
Soke ungatshela abantu beZimbabwe uthini ngokwenzakala kathesi nxa usungathi ungakhumbula ngonkomo?
Eyi, ma ngikhumbula ngonkomo ngithi mina asibekezeleni abantu baseZimbabwe, mhlawumbe kuzosilungela nantoningelanga siloku sikhuleka nje, ngoba hayi ngaphandle kwalokho ukulwa akusiza.
Yes, sibongela kakhulu emoyo. La wasegangeni yini?
No, ngangekho egangeni, ngangisesikolo ngalesa sikhathi time inkomo esiye.
Hayi, siyawuza kakhulu emoyo, sibongele baba.
Sibongela.
Yeah, so Mr. Sbusiso Moyo is saying Nkomo was in the league of the Mandelas of this world, you know, and he was a peacemaker and not a great leader. So I don't know whether we take a message or we talk to another caller, right?
Maybe let me read through, and then we can go to another caller. We have one anonymous writer on our WhatsApp page. The person says, I don't think Nkomo was a hero enough, especially in his region. No development. He did not do much until his death. Ishmael Mkanja says he was a visionary leader who saw beyond his immediate eyes. I wish he was alive. Such nonsense would not be happening. Ever since his death, the country has plunged from one crisis to another, all because of selfish leadership. Sinyarua says, rest in eternal peace, the father of Zimbabwe. Joshua Nkomo, we will always remember you. Letukula Dube says Nkomo be remembered for his love of people and country. Kanga Fedzon says it's said he was crowned Father Zimbabwe after death.
Sibone ke slow mnumzana uFidelis Ncube okhona ngale ke eBotswana. Baba Ncube ungatshona njani?
Sikhona baba linjani?
Ye, ungathini ngokanyongolo?
Hey, uDipsy ubaba Nkomo mina ngathi ngangisakhula but ngangikwanisasuka ngahamba 15 kilometers ngisuwapha engiyasiyakhona esemhlanganweni esilobini emathebelelendi. Ngajabula kakhulu ngoba ngathola kulamakhiwa kukhali ingoma zesintu lezi okuthiwa ngamabhiza lezi ezithiwa ngomshabo omncane lowo. Ekhuluma ethi ngifuna ukulithiya libambene bantu abami, angifuni likhethane ngomhlobo kuthiwe leli likhiwa, leli lishona, leli lindebele, lingabantu beZimbabwe, iZimbabwe one. AmaZimbabwe lingabantu bonke, siyafanana. Njalo wathi into engiyifunayo ukuthi lithole umhlabathi lilime. Ukuze lithole imali kufanele liphendule imali elithi lima, lithole imali. So ngiyakukhumbula kakhulu lokhu, lanxa adubeka kakhulu emathebelendi kusanda ukuthatha ilizwe, kodwa wakwanisa ukuthi bakhulumisane sibe lozibusa. Abangakwaziyo bathi awuNkomo kenzanga lutho, waginywa yizane uPF ayisikho. Thina sasidubeka sithathwa ezikolo sisiyatshaya emakhempu ngabo-83 sitshiyiswa izifundo, kodwa kuthe ngemva kwe-unit accord saba lokuthula lathi lanxa kungela development, but ukuphila kwakho kuphela ukuthi ube ngumuntu la uphile uzihambele ukukholisa ukuthi khathi ezingifuna ukuya endaweni engingakwazi ukuthi ngiyafika. Sasingakwazi ukuthi ngingasuka edula kumbe ngisithi eGwandavele kumbe emthabezi into kobulawe ngizafika, uthole kule roadblock enxenyeuyehliswe uchayo uyenze njani. Unkomo wasebenza kakhulu konokwana nje ukuleta i-unity accord ukuthi sibe ngabantu sihambe sikhululekile. Kuqakathekile konke, kufanele sikhumbule ngakho kakhulu.
Uboni ke Encube, sibongele kakhulu ngadina kusasa ba.
Kulungile baba, lokho emelele iradio yami phe.
Ncube, ye awuthi ngihle ngimfake ngibhale radio khonapha, sizayidinga sibili ngamehlobomvu.
Ya, ngizakunika dusami etonoto, ungamfokela ngiyakunika uyithumeze yafika epost.
Hayi, kunjalo mntu omdala.
Kulungile baba.
Ye.
Retired Kenneth Ongwenya and Mr. Nick Mangwana, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. Go to our Facebook pages, Shona English and Ndebele. And signing off for now, this is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, watch us on Facebook. We are live streaming right now.